Sattvaharam Pumsham.
Harim Sattvaharam Pumsham.
Karnadara Ivaranam.
Karnadara Ivaranam.
Tvam Nasandarshito Datra.
Tvam Nasandarshito Datra.
Dushtaram Nishtitirshatam.
Dushtaram Nishtitirshatam.
Kalim Sattvaharam Pumsham. Karnadara Ivaranam.
Karnadara Ivaranam.
Tvam Nasandarshito Datra.
Tvam Nasandarshito Datra.
Dushtaram Nishtitirshatam.
Dushtaram Nishtitirshatam.
Kalim Sattvaharam Pumsham.
Kalim Sattvaharam Pumsham.
Karnadara Ivaranam.
Karnadara Ivaranam.
Tvam Nasandarshito Datra.
Tvam
Dushtaram Nishtitirshatam.
Dushtaram Nishtitirshatam.
Kalim Sattvaharam Pumsham.
Kalim Sattvaharam Pumsham.
Karnadara Ivaranam.
Karnadara Ivaranam.
Tvam.
Tvam.
Your goodness.
Your goodness.
您仁慈的阁下。
仁慈的阁下。
Naha.
Naha.
Unto us.
Unto us. 向我们
向我们
Nanda Sandarshita
Sandarshita
Meeting
Meeting 聚会
聚会
Datra
Datra
By Providence
By Providence 由天意的安排
由天意的安排
Dushtaram
Dushtaram
Insurmountable
Insurmountable 不能克服的
Nishtitirshatam.
Nishtitirshatam.
For those desiring to cross over.
For those who desire to cross over. 那些想越过的人
Kalim.
Kali.
The age of Kali.
The age of Kali. 在卡利年代。
在卡利年代。
Sattvaharam.
Sattvaharam.
That which deteriorates the good qualities.
That which deteriorates the good qualities. 那损坏良好品质的。
Pumsham,
Pumsham
of a man,
of the man, 人的，
人的
Karnadara,
Karnadara,
Captain,
Captain, 船长，
船长
Eva,
Eva,
as,
as, 如，
如
Arnavam,
Arnavam,
the ocean,
the ocean, 海洋，
海洋
Translation: We think that we have met your goodness by the will of Providence.Just so that we may accept you as captain of the ship for those who desire to cross the difficult ocean of Kali, which deteriorates all the good qualities of a human being.
译文：我们碰到你仁慈的阁下，想是由于天意的安排，因此我们接受您为船长，接载想越过危险的卡利海洋的人。在卡利年代中，人类的一切良好品质毁坏殆尽。
Purport. The age of Kali is very dangerous for a human being. Human life is simply meant for self-realization, but due to this dangerous age, men have completely forgotten the aim of life.
卡利年代对人类非常危险，人类的生命只是为了自觉，但是由于这个危险的年代，人类已经完全忘记了生命的目的。
In this age, the lifespan will gradually decrease. People will gradually lose their memory, finer sentiments,strength and better qualities.
这个年代人类的寿命正在慢慢缩减，人们会慢慢的丧失记忆，丧失优雅的情感、体力以及较佳的品质。
A list for the anomalies for this age is given in the 12th canto of this work, and so this age is very difficult for those who want to utilize this life for self-realization.
在本书的第十二篇里有一表列出这个年代里反常的事情，因此对那些想利用这一生去自觉的人来说，这是一个非常困难的年代。
The people are so busy with sense gratification that they completely forget about self-realization. Out of madness, they frankly say that there is no need for self-realization because they do not realize that this brief life is but a moment on their great journey towards self-realization.
人们是那样的忙于感官享乐，以致完全忘记了自我觉悟。由于疯狂。他们坦白地说并没有自觉的需要，因为人们并没有觉悟到这短短的生命只是我们越向自觉伟大过程中的片刻。
The whole system of education is geared to sense gratification, and if a learned man thinks it over, he sees that the children of this age are being intentionally sent to the slaughterhouses of so-called education.
整个教育制度是为了要配合感官享乐。如果一个有学识的人细想一下，他会发觉这个年代的儿童都被安排送到所谓教育的土场去。
Learned men, therefore, must be cautious of this age, and if they at all want to cross over the dangerous ocean of Kali, they must follow the footsteps of the sages of Naimisharanya and accept Sri Shuta Goswami or his bona fide representative as captain of the ship.
因此，有学识的人必须对这危险的年代特别小心。如果他们真的想越过这危险的卡利海洋，便一定要追随 Naimisharanya 圣者的步伐，接受圣 Sutta Goswami, Sutta Goswami 或他的真正代表为船长。
The ship is a message of Lord Sri Krishna in the shape of Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam.
这艘船便是圣主 Krishna 的薄伽梵歌或者圣典薄伽瓦坛的讯息。
Translation again, we think that we have met your goodness by the will of providence, just so that we may accept you as captain of the ship for those who desire to cross the difficult ocean of Kali, which deteriorates all the good qualities of a human being.
译文，我们碰到你仁慈的阁下，想是由于天意的安排，因此我们接受你为船长，接载想越过危险的卡利海洋的人，在卡利年代中，人类的一切良好品质毁坏殆尽。
Om Agyan Timidandasya Ginangina Shalakaya Chaksunimilitam Jainatasmai Sigurdame Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Shwayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadanti Svabhadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasani Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Am Hrim Shrom, Om Farom, Tataka Hataka Keshagadad, Parikalochana Bhadharakanaka Sparsha Devasingha Namosh today. This very important verse was spoken by the sages of Naimisharanya.
这个非常重要的诗节呢，是由 Naimisharanya 僧侣那些圣人所说的。
Just after the departure of Lord Krishna from this world,
正好是在主 Krishna 从这个物质世界已经消失了，离开了这个物质世界之后。
And the onslaught of the age of Kali.
那这个时候卡利年代已经降临。
Various sages assembled at this very auspicious place called Naimisharanya.
各种所有的圣者呢，他们就聚集在这个叫做 Naimisharanya 的森林里面。
Actually, Prabhupada states elsewhere.In the Bhagavatam, that this forest of Naimisharanya, it's actually the hub of the universe.
事实上，帕帕在这个薄伽瓦坛的另外一个部分，他曾经提到，这个 Naimisharanya 森林里面其实是整个宇宙的中心。
You have the hub, and then you have the spokes like going out like this. So everything's going around the hub.
所以呢，这所有的所有其他的所有的地方就是围绕这个中心在。
So the scientists would be interested to learn that this is the you could say center.Of the universe, this forest in India called Naimisharanya.
科学家们会非常有兴趣的会发现这里，他会很感兴趣，因为这个叫做 Naimisharanya 这个森林，居然是宇宙的中心部位。
And it's been considered a holy place since time immemorial.
而且这个地方自从无可追溯的年代以来，它都被认为是一个非常神圣的地方。
So saintly persons, they naturally, go or are attracted to live in.Holy places.
圣人自然而然他就会希望去到那些圣地。
One time Prabhupada told us, and he was giving a lecture in Paris, he said, people go to London to get educated.
有一次Prabhupada在讲巴黎讲课的时候，他说人们到伦敦去接受教育。
But they come to Paris to enjoy sense gratification.
但他们到巴黎来是来感官享乐的。
He said, but we go to Vrindavan for Krishna consciousness.
然后他说，但是呢，我们会去 Vrindavan 是接受 Krishna 知觉。
So devotees are naturally attracted towards holy places.
那所以呢，奉行者自然而然就受到圣地的吸引。
They shy away from places like Hong Kong and Paris and New York and San Francisco.
他们呢，尽量避免像香港、纽约或者说旧金山这样的地方，巴黎。
Then why are we here?
那我们为什么会在这儿？
We are living in Hong Kong only for one reason.
我们住在香港只有一个原因。
We've been ordered by our Guru Maharaj to preach Krishna consciousness.
因为是我们的 Guru Maharaj 命令我们要到这里来传播 Krishna 知觉。
Otherwise, we have no interest in this hellish city.
否则的话，我们对这个地狱般的城市毫无兴趣。
I hope there's no town officials here today.
我希望我们今天没有这个地方这个香港的。
But actually, we hope to transform the city at least partially into something spiritual.
但是呢，至少我们会希望能够至少把这个香港这个城市的一部分转变成灵性的。
This is like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, our great acharya. He said, one day he woke up and saw that his house, his griha, had been transformed into Vaikuntha.
就像 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他曾经写的，他说当他一天早上醒过来，一看他的房子已经成了 Vaikuntha.
So it's possible by dint of spiritual activities to purify the atmosphere.
所以呢，如果我们接受这些灵性的灵性的身份，那就能够净化这整个气氛。
But for special inspiration and spiritual strength, from time to time, we also go to the holy dham to become spiritually surcharged.
但是呢，如果我们要得到一些灵性的充电的话，那么时不时的我们也会去到圣地。
So the sages, various sages from different parts of India, they all congregated at the forest of Naimisharanya.
所以呢，就圣印度这个地方不同，来自于各地的那些圣人，他们也会时不时的聚到 Naimisharanya 这个森林里面。
But we learn from Srimad Bhagavatam a very interesting thing. They had not gone there simply for their own inspiration and spiritual strength.
但是呢，我会就往下读下去，我会很有意思的发现，他们去的这个圣地，并不是只是为了自己自我觉悟。
They had actually assembled there with the idea of coming up with a process that would counteract.The evil influence of Kali Yuga, which had just begun.
他们聚在这个森林里面，只有一个，就是一个目的，就是为了能够想出一个办法，能够抵消这个卡利年代这个邪恶的已经来临的卡利年代的影响。
When did Kali Yuga begin?
卡利年代什么时候开始的？
Well, we say 5,000 years ago.
当然，我们会说是五千年前开始。
But specifically, the exact moment that Kali Yuga began.
但是卡利年代到底是在哪一刻发生的开始的？
When Krishna gave up his lila here in this world.And went back to the spiritual world. That's when it began.
那就是当 Krishna 已经放弃，已经完全离开了在这个地球上所有的逍遥，回到灵异世界那一刻。
It's been compared to the brilliant sun, descending on the horizon, sunset.
这就被比喻为就好像金光万丈的这个太阳已经落下去了。
As long as the sun is there, there's brilliant light. But as soon as the sun descends over the horizon at sunset, everything becomes dark.
当这个太阳还在天空闪闪发光的时候，一切都好。但是当太阳落下地平线的时候，一切都变得黑暗了。
So as soon as Krishna left this planet, the world became enveloped in the darkness of what? The darkness of. Can you stop them? No. The darkness of ignorance is termites. The darkness of ignorance.
所以呢，当 Krishna 离开这个物质世界之后，整个世界就被蒙盖覆盖在愚昧的黑暗之中。
What is that darkness of ignorance? It's a very poetic term. What do you mean the darkness of ignorance?
这个愚昧的黑暗是什么？很听起来很有诗意的，到底什么意思
？Ignorance essentially means to forget who I am.
愚昧就是说我忘记了自己是谁。
To forget who is God.
忘记了神是谁。
And to forget my intimate loving relationship with God.
并且遗忘了我和神之间亲密关系。
That's ignorance.
这就是愚昧。
Ignorance doesn't necessarily mean you forget your ABCs.
愚昧不是说你就忘记一些最基本的东西。
A, B, C, D. E. Y, Q, M. No. That's not ignorance.
这不是愚昧。
Ignorance means to forget who you are, who is God, and what is your relationship with God. That's ignorance.
愚昧是指我们忘了自己是谁，忘了神是谁，也忘了我们和神的关系是什么。
So as soon as Krishna left this planet, the whole world became enveloped in this darkness, this dark cloud of ignorance. Everyone forgot who they were, and they started thinking, I am the body. The purpose of life is material enjoyment.
所以呢，一旦 Krishna 离开了这个星球，就整个物质世界就被笼罩在这个愚昧的黑暗之中。所有人就开始想，我就是这个身体，我生命的目标是为了物质的感官享乐。
And we know that if one lives a life of material enjoyment, he's naturally going to incur so many sinful reactions.
那我们知道，一旦一个人想要去满足感官愿望，物质欲望的话，自然他就会从事一些罪恶活动。
Especially because in Kali Yuga, sense gratification isn't something simple; it's very sinful.
The 卡利年代的感官享乐非常非常的充满罪恶。
You know, sense gratification in Kali Yuga means you get implicated in meat eating, animal slaughter, illicit sex, intoxication, and gambling. Even if you want to be a good person, somehow or other, by bad association, everyone ends up doing these things.
卡利年代的物质欲望就意味着你就开始去吃肉去杀动物去赌博去麻醉去过非法性生活即便你不想这样做但是因为我们得到一些不好的涟漪然后我们就开始被卷入这些活动之中了
Right? Even if you want to be good by bad association you also become bad
即便我们想成为好人但是因为我们得到不良涟漪然后我们也就成了不好的人
Millions of years ago One boy, he was born in a Brahmin family. He was very Paka Brahmin, Saraswati Brahmana. His name was Ajamil.
在几百万年前曾经有一个男孩子本来是出生在一个婆罗门家庭的但他的名字叫做Ajamil.
Paka Brahmin, we say
Paka
Hindi.
Brahman.
Paka Brahmana. He was Paka Brahmana, but he was about 14 or 15 walking through the forest one day.
然后有一天呢他在14岁的有一天他就往森林里面走去
And he just happened to see a Sudra couple kissing
他本来是一个非常圣洁的婆罗门但是这个时候呢就碰巧看到了一句 Sudra 夫妻在互相亲吻
Nowadays you see people kissing in public It's no big thing Well, they think like that
现在呢我们在公众场合到处都能看到男女之间的互相亲吻拥抱他们在大街上也这样做
But in those days,
it
was very rare that a man and woman would embrace in public.
在那个时候呢，你要看到一对男女在那儿在公众场合下拥抱亲吻，这是很不寻常的。
Ajamil's misfortune was that he saw it, and by just seeing it, although he was very strong in his spiritual life, just by seeing that, his mind became disturbed.
Ajamil 虽然说他本来是非常纯粹的、纯洁的一个人，但只是因为看到了这个场景，他的心意就被受到了污染。
It planted the vicious seed of sinful desire within his own pure heart.
然后他内心这个纯洁的内心，从此以后就种下了这种罪恶的种子。
So that was just one isolated incident. Now in Kali Yuga, you walk through Hong Kong, you walk through Paris, New York, you see so much advertisement for sense gratification. So many people engaged in sense gratification, engaged in illicit activity.
在那个时候，这还是非常罕有的一个场景。但是在这个卡利尼，在香港，在纽约，在巴黎，我们大街上到处都是看到这样倡导感官享乐的这些广告。
It's there everywhere. It's there on the internet.
在网上也到处都是。
Internet, internet. We should call it internet. Internet into the internet.It's very danger. We say in Hindi. Very danger.
非常危险，我们不要进入这个 internet.
In India, they mix the Hindi words now with the English. So they say, Maharaj, they said, a snake, a very danger, very danger. So now this sinful life, it's become normal.
所以呢，到了现在这个年代，这所有的罪恶活动已经变得非常正常，好像
正常了。Even in my lifetime, what is accepted as normal now was considered very immoral just, you know, 50 years ago when I was a boy.
就因为我在我的这一生当中，我们现在认为司空见惯的事情，在50年前我刚出生的时候，也都是非常不道德的。
It's all nonsense, but it's normal.
这一切都是胡作非为但是现在跟大家看起来都很
正常 It's wrong, but now it's considered right. If you don't do it, you're wrong.
本来是错事然后现在大家都认为是对的你不做反而不对了
Hitler had one of his chief advisors, I think his name was Goebbels. He was in charge of the propaganda for the Nazi regime. Goebbels. Hitler.
Yeah.希特勒有一个秘书叫做 Gobel
One of his main men、
uh,
He was in charge of propagating Nazi philosophy
他呢他就在他专门掌管去传播什么哲学
So he said if you tell a lie
他说如果你说谎的话
Long enough People will begin to believe it
他说如果你长期就说一个谎言那人们就会逐渐开始相信这个谎言
If you tell a lie over and over and over and over, then eventually people will accept it as truth.
也就是说，如果你说一个谎话，然后你不断说这个谎话，然后别人就会相信这是对的。
There's another Bengali saying that if you go to the marketplace and you speak the truth, everyone will throw sticks and stones at you.
孟加拉曾经有一个谚语说，你如果到那个市场上去说真理的话，别人都开始给你扔石头打你。
But if you go to the same market and you speak some nonsense, everyone will applaud.
但如果你到同一个市场，你开始胡言乱语的话，别人就开始给你鼓掌了。
So this nonsense modern civilization is simply propagating material enjoyment.
所以呢，现在这个错误的党，这个物质世界就开始，他们不断宣传感。
Some material facility is required, of course. We're not ascetics, but they're propagating sinful life.
当然了，不是说我们还是需要一定程度的，就是感官上的满足的。
And what is the result of sinful life?
但是他们现在就在倡导的是这个罪恶活动，它结果是什么
？Yesterday at the program at the Christian Center, we quoted the Bible. We said.An eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. That's the law of karma.
昨天我们在一个那个基督教堂一个传教的地方，我们就引用了那个圣经上的一句话，就是以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
We're in Australia, Australia. They say what goes around comes around.
澳大利亚的也有谚语，他说你传出去的都会回来。
Yamarashi has one scribe called Chittagupta. He's writing down everyone's sinful activities. He's very smart, very intelligent. You can't understand. But everyone, any sinful activity, it's all written down.
Yamarashi 有一个手下，他把我们所有的活动，他都是完完全全记载下来。你任何的好事坏事都记下来。
And when you die, and if you've been at all sinful, you go to the abode of Yamarashi and you have a trial.
然后当我们死了之后如果我们这一生过得非常罪恶的话我们就会被送到这个法庭上去进行审判
A court case. You have a court case.
进了法庭
And you stand there before Yamaraj. You've seen the picture in the Bhagavatam and his guards are holding you. They're like Yamadutas and you have the ropes around you. Yamaraj says, so what did he do in Hong Kong? And then the scribes say, Yamaraj, what didn't he do in Hong Kong?
然后我们就会被拉到亚摩拉吉面前，旁边两个是亚摩都塔，就是亚摩拉吉的手下，把我们两个手臂拽着。然后亚摩拉吉旁边放那本《博迦瓦台》，然后亚摩拉吉他在香港做了什么？然后旁边那个人说他在香港没做什么。
So then Yamaraj says, "Well, give me the list."
然后亚摩拉吉说：“你把这个单子给我。
”And they open up this huge library.
然后就出来了一个大的图书馆。
Full of volumes of books recounting your sinful activities.
上面成卷成卷的书籍里面全记载了我们的罪恶活动。
And Yamaraj goes, Hare Krishna.
Yamaraj 说 Hare Krishna.
This is a huge library full of unlimited books, and it's all described what you did in your life previously.
就在我们这前世所有的活动写在这个书上，就成了一个大的图书馆了。
And don't think this is fiction.
不要觉得这是听小说。
Don't think this is some story made up to scare people.
不要觉得这个是人为编出来的故事。
You think that Srila Vyasadeva is wasting his time telling, you know, fables and stories for little children?
你以为 Srila Vyasadeva 就在浪费时间给那小孩子编一些故事吗？
No, he's a very serious sage with full control of his mind and senses, writing the reality in order to impress upon the people of Kali Yuga the seriousness of the situation.
是这些非常伟大的圣人，他们是把这个事实、这个现状写了出来，然后让我们这卡利年的这些罪人意识到它的严重性。
So many sinful activities, what do they bring? Sinful reactions.
那么，这是所有的罪恶活动会带来什么呢？那就是罪恶反应。
We wonder why there's so many miseries in our world.
我们总是在想，这个物质世界怎么会有这么多痛苦
？Actually, I read a report. There's more people engaged in war now at this particular moment on the planet in different countries around the world than there was during World War II.
据说现在这个卡林就在这个时代，就是周围的这个罪恶活动或者说战争，是比那个第二次世界大战还多。
And there's more disease prevalent in the world than there was 100 or 200 years ago, especially AIDS, HIV positive.
而且在现在这个疾病也比一两百年前多的很多很多，尤其是艾滋病。
Why?
为什么
？Because of sinful activity.
是因为我们的罪恶活动。
So when we hear these things, we also take it seriously.
所以呢，当我们听到这些事之后呢，我们自然我们也就会认真对
待。When we hear these things, what do we do?
我们听到这些，我们会怎么做
？We feel compassion.
那自然我们就会感受到一种怜悯之心。
For the sufferings of the people, this is a Vaishnava.
这就是对那些受苦的人
非常的怜悯。Oh, you crazy people, go to hell.
不是说你们这些疯子，你们下地狱吧
？He said, "Oh, you crazy people, come to heaven."
你们应该说你们这些疯子赶快来天堂。
Come back to Krishna, give up your nonsense and chant Hare Krishna. Come with us. We're going back home, back to Godhead.
放弃你们这些罪恶活动，你们跟我们一起来回到灵异世界去。
Lord Chaitanya's moon is rising. No, it's not at all surprising that we're dancing in the streets, telling everyone we meet, we're going home, we're going home. There's a quarter moon overhead now. I must serve Chaitanya somehow. He's the golden avatar. Spread the name of Krishna far to every town. Hear the holy sound. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. That will take too long to translate, because anything in China, what I say in English takes three times as long to translate into Chinese. It's like being in Russia, same thing. So we feel compassion when we see this situation. Just like one time our spiritual master Srila Prabhupada was visiting New Mayapur. And Prabhupada had given a morning program, he'd gone up into his room. And all the devotees were taking prasadam outside on the lawn. And there was hundreds of devotees, I think 400, 500, 600 devotees from all over Europe. And I was requested to take something to Prabhupada's room. He'd forgotten his charter downstairs. So I had the good fortune of taking his charter to his room. And I knocked on the door, but there was no reply. So I thought maybe Prabhupada was taking rest. So I opened the door very quietly, and I tiptoed into the room to put his charter on the desk. But I saw Prabhupada was standing at the window watching the devotees relish Bhagavad Prasadam.
Now,
this is the fourth verse of the Guru Vashtakam where we hear that the spiritual master is very pleased when he sees his disciples taking prasad.
这就是这个临时颂歌的第四个世界，就是印导师，他非常喜欢看到他的门徒们荣耀菩萨的。
Because prasadam cheto darpanam arjanam, it cleanses the heart of all sinful reactions and it helps to awaken our love for Krishna. So the spiritual master, that he's the father, he likes to see us grow spiritually.
因为呢，这个prasadam它就有这个力，能够清除我们今年的积累的业报，能够。 不断内心进化我们，所谓的这灵性导师像我们的父亲，他非常喜欢看到我们的灵性进步。
Prabhupada was feeling a lot of emotion, having compassion. So when he turned around, he heard me coming, he turned around, there were tears coming down his eyes.
Prabhupada 充满了怜悯，所以当他回过头来，我看到他的脸上满眼都是泪。
I had this overwhelming impression at that time, how compassionate is my spiritual master to see. Just by taking prasadam, devotees getting purified, he felt so much happiness. You can put that, just put it, leave it with the gurus. Yeah, because it'll disturb the lecture. We can all look towards it and put our hands to the fire and put on our head like that. Hare Krishna. Shishigoni Tayaki. So they do in India, they turn around and everybody. So, like this. This is the mark of a Vaishnava.
这就是Vaishnava的标志。
His happiness is seeing people taking to Krishna consciousness. And his sadness, sometimes devotees are sad. But what is the nature of their sadness? They're sad thinking that so many people don't know what is Hare Krishna.
灵隐导师的快乐就在于看到人们接受Krishna的知觉，但是奉献者也有悲伤的时候，那就是他看到很多人不知道Krishna的知觉。
There's a famous ethic in the Army Rangers in America. They have an ethic amongst themselves. When they go into battle, and if anyone's wounded or even there's a killed, the Army Rangers, they bring the wounded out or they bring the dead body. They have a motto, leave no one behind.
在美国曾经有这样一件事，就是说当他们打仗的时候，有很多人会受伤或者死掉，然后就专门会有一些人把这些死的人、伤兵残员，然后把
Many boys, they join the Army Rangers because they have confidence, I'll not be left behind.
那很多人他们就加入这个队伍，因为他们非常自信，他说我不会被留在后面。
So Prahlad Maharaj, he expressed that in the deepest, most significant, transcendental way.
所以呢 Prahlad Maharaj 就用一种最为深刻、最为超人的方式表达了这一点。
He said, I'm not interested in going to the Himalayas.
他说我并不对去喜马拉雅山感兴趣。
Like the yogis or the ascetics.
就好像那瑜伽士或者苦行者。
Who are afraid to live in the big cities.
他们害怕生活在大城市。
No, I want to come to the big cities in order to deliver all the fallen conditioned souls.
我希望来到大城市一边去拯救那些堕落的灵魂。
I'm feeling compassion for all of them.
我对他们所有人充满怜悯。
So repeatedly, over and over throughout history, we see this mood in the Vaishnavas.
所以呢在我们整个历史当中我们不断不断地听到这些 Vaishnava 这些故事历史。
And here we see the same sentiment with the sages of Naimisharanya.
现在我们在这里这个 Naimisharanya 这个森林里面这些圣人身上看到了同样的现象。
They got together like this under the beautiful trees and the blue skies and they started talking and they're saying, well, what do you think would counteract the influence of the sage? And one sage would think, I think if everyone's very serious about yoga...
所以呢这些圣人们他们就聚集在南美山的森林里面在蓝天白云下在一棵美丽的树下坐下来一个人就问你们觉得怎么是什么能够抵消卡利年代的影响呢其中有个人说我认为做瑜伽可以
And another sage when he was asked he said I think that everyone in Kali Yuga they should study the Shastra and become Gyanis
另外一个人呢我就认为他是每一个人都应该去成为 Gyani 就是思辨家
And another one said, I think that we should do tapas and austerities. And they were discussing like this for many days, many weeks, many months, many years.
另外一个人呢，我认为他就说我认为应该做苦行。那这样的话，他们就坐下来一直在探讨一年，很多天，很多个月，很多年。
And they had lit one sacrificial fire.
然后他们还点了一个祭祀之火。
And they understood that as soon as they came up with the right process, the smoke of the fire would be white.But every time someone spoke, the smoke was still gray or black.
他们就知道，只要这个真理一出来，这个火上的烟就会变成白烟。但是呢，结果他们每次一说出一句话的时候，这个烟还是黑的或者灰的。
So they were getting frustrated.
所以他们非常沮丧。
And suddenly, by the will of providence,
突然由于天意的安排
this is a very poetic way of saying God.
真的是一种很诗意的方式来表达，其实是神。
Supreme Providence is by the will of God, a beautiful personality walked out of the forest towards their sacrificial arena.
由于神的意愿呢，就出来了一个非常非常美丽的人物，从森林里面走出来，走向这个火。
He was extremely beautiful and very effulgent.
他非常美丽，全身闪闪发光。
He was a self-realized soul.
他是一个自我觉悟的灵魂。
He was a great devotee of Krishna.
他是 Krishna 一个伟大的奉献者。
And seeing him, they saw he was a self-effulgent acharya.
当他们看到他全是一个自我发光的 acharya.
And they welcomed him, Sir, please sit down. Could you please explain to us how to counteract the evil nature of this age for the benefit of the people in general?
所以呢，他们就欢迎他，他说：“先生，请坐下来，请你向我们解释如何才能够抵消这个卡利年代这种所有罪恶反应的。”
And very soon he began speaking. He described the process of this age as.Krishna consciousness.
然后呢，很快他就开始解释这个卡利年代的这个程序呢是 Krishna 之觉。
And specifically chanting of the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama
Rama, Hare Hare.
尤其是这个程序。
Did he make that up?
这是他编的吗
？No, the Lord's representative never makes anything up. He always speaks on the basis of Guru.Shastra and Sadhu.
不是的，这些圣人、这些奉献者，他们永远都不会自编，他们都是建立在 Guru 经典和经。
The spiritual master is the Lord's representative.
灵性导师是主的代表。
So he always repeats what the Lord says in his Bhagavad Gita.
所以他总是重复主在《博伽梵歌》里面所说的话。
What the previous sages have said.
就是以前的年代人圣人所说的。
And what he's heard from his spiritual master.
以及他是如何听到他灵性导师所说的。
So he explained according to Shastra.
所以呢，他是建立在经典的基础上。
Brihad Narayan Purana.Harinama Harinam Harinama Eva Kevalam Kulo Nasteva 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 Gatiranyathat Not by Gyan, not by Yoga, not by any material activity, but only by Harinam by chanting the holy names.
不是通过 karma, 不是通过业，不是通过业报，不是通过思辨，也不是通过罪恶活动，而是通过唱诵 Hare Krishna.
Which holy name?
哪个圣名？
God has unlimited names. Ananta Shesha's every minute he's saying a new name of Krishna.
神有很多名字 ，Ananta Shesha 一分钟他就唱很多的名字。
Kalir dosha nidhay rajan asti ekum mahaguna kirtana deva Krishnasya mukta sanga param vijat. Hey king, this is an age of inauspiciousness, but one good thing left. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare
Rama,
Hare Rama.
他国王啊，在这个年代，这是一个不吉祥的年代。剩下的唯一的好的就是这个 Hare Krishna。
Why this name of God？
为什么神的这个名字呢
？Because this is the most intimate name of God。
因为这是神的一个最亲密的名字。
It's God's original name。
这叫做原本的名字。
There's secondary names of God and there's primary names of God。
神有首要的名字，还有次要的名字。
Secondary names of God describe his activities perhaps within the material creation. Shira Dakshai Vishnu, Karana Dakshai Vishnu, Maha Vishnu, Allah, whatever. They describe the greatness of God. But the primary names describe Krishna's most intimate, loving dealings with his devotees in the topmost planet in the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan. Param Gati.The supreme goal.
次要的名字呢，是指 Krishna 或者说神在这个年，在这个地球上所从事的所有活动，他的这个身份名字。但是呢，这个首要的名字是指他在 Goloka Vrindavan 灵异世界里面所从事的，跟他奉行者之间那些亲密的交流的名字。
If you chant the name of Nisringa, you will go to Nisringa Lok. If you chant the name of Ram, you will go to Ayodhya in Vaikuntha.But if you chant the name of Krishna, you'll go to Goloka Vrindavan, which is the highest planet in the spiritual world, where the Lord reciprocates in the most intimate ways with his loving devotees, the Brajabasis.
如果我们唱诵主尼西亚德维的名字，我们就会去到尼西亚德维的星球；去唱诵 Rama 的名字，我们就会到 Vaikuntha 的这个 Ayodhya。如果我们唱诵 Krishna 的名字，我们就能够到 Goloka Vrindavan 去和他这些最亲密的奉献者展示最亲，加入他最亲密的逍遥。
So all these things would be explaining, were explained to these sages. They were so happy they finally had a spiritual master to teach them the absolute truth.
所以呢，这些圣人就非常非常的快乐，当他们发现，因为他们的这个灵性导师终于教给了他们这个绝对真理。
They felt very fortunate, just like we feel fortunate.
就好像我们感到很幸运一样，他们
特别幸运。We are fortunate.
我们的确很幸运。
In Vedic age, the disciple went looking for the spiritual master, but in Kali Yuga, really.It's the spiritual master who goes looking for the disciple.
在卡利年代，哦不，在以前的年代是那些门徒去找灵性导师，在这卡利年代，结果是灵性导师找门徒。
Right? It was Tamal Krishna Goswami and Giridhari Maharaj and Nisringa Maharaj who discovered all of you in that wasteland called China.
是 Tamal Krishna Goswami, Giridhari Maharaj and Nisringa Maharaj, 他们来到了。这个荒地来寻找了我们，找到了我们。
You didn't know you even needed a spiritual master. They had to convince you. Yes, you need me.
那个时候我们都不知道自己需要灵性导师，他还必须由他来说服我们。是的，你们需要我。
You need Prabhupada. You need Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You need Krishna.
你们需要Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. 需要 Prabhupada. 你需要 Chaitanya.
One of my god sisters wrote a very nice Vyasa Puja offering one time.
有一次，我的一个很好的灵神姐妹写了一个很好的 Vyasa Puja。
It took you so long to find me. Please don't ever leave me.
她写跟盘话说，她说你花那么长时间才找到我，请你不要永远也不要离开我。
Of course, we don't have to worry about the spiritual master abandoning us. Unfortunately, in Kali Yuga, the situation is different. It's sometimes the disciples they leave the spiritual master.
当然，我们不用担心我们的灵性导师会抛弃我们。这个卡尼的最可恶的一件事情，就最不幸的一件事是，很多时候门徒抛弃离开灵性导师。
Kali Yuga can be very dangerous, very dangerous.
卡尼年的非常的危险。
So they were considering their good fortune.
所以呢，他们认为这是他们的幸运。
That by the will of God, they'd met their spiritual master.
由于神的意愿，他们见到了自己的灵性导师。
This is a turning point in our existence.
这是我们这个存在的一个转折点。
Brahmana Brahmatikon.Bhagivan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasad, Bhai Bhaktilat Bij, Kaviraj Goswami says. He describes our history.
Kaviraj Goswami, he 描绘了我们的历史
Yesterday, last night, one boy said, Can you tell me what I was in my last life?
昨天晚上有个男孩子举手问我，你能跟我说一下我的前身吗？
I said, it's not so important what you were in your last life, it's more important what you're going to be in your next life.
我就说去前身你是什么不重要，更重要的是你今生是什么。
Don't think about the past. Think about the future.
想想将来吧。
Who are you going to be? Where are you going to go in your next life?
你下一世会是谁？你会去哪里？
I said, you've done everything in this world but one thing, surrender to Krishna. Because if you'd already surrendered to Krishna, you wouldn't be here right now. You'd be there.
他说你这个位置你已经做了很多事，你现在就再做一件事，你就皈依 Krishna。
So, Brahmanda Brahmatikonya Bhagavan Jeev, since time immemorial, we've been going from one universe to the next universe, Brahmanda, 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 from one species of life to another body after body after body. This is your history.
自从无可追溯的年代以来，我们已经从一个宇宙到另外一个宇宙，从一个躯体到另外一个躯体，从一个种族到另外一个种族，这就是我们的历史。
What is your passport, Ben? Your passport is your material desires.
你的护照是什么呢？那你的护照就是你的物质欲望。
So we've been doing that since time immemorial.
所以事实上，我们从无可追溯的年代就已经这样做了。
What is it? It's like Hong Kong.
Yes.
We've been going down. Maybe think, someone thinks, oh, I'm going up. I'm president. I'm CEO. I'm president of country. I'm going up. But it's like, it's not me. Sometimes little pious activities, so you kind of go up like this, you know. But basically, it's all downhill.
我们所有人都以为自己是在往上爬，我是这个总统，我是什么 CEO, 我是很了不起的。但事实上我们都是在不断的往下掉，有的时候做了一点前程活动又往上绕一点，然后但是总的趋势都是在往下掉的。
And then, Brahmanda Bhavatikon Bhagavan Guru Krishna Prasad Bhai Bhakti Lab. What does Prasad mean? It doesn't just mean gulabjimans. Prasad means mercy.
然后我们就得到了 Prasadam, 就是仁慈。
Prasadam is a form of mercy.
The
food is a form of mercy, but also the holy name is also prasadam. This book is also prasadam. Prasadam means mercy. It doesn't just mean sabji rice dal.
Prasadam is 仁慈，不是说就是大米米饭，然后 sabji 还有
Guru Krishna Prasad, Bhai Bhakti Lad Beach. The Guru and Krishna, they intervene into our lives and they give us mercy.
Guru 和 Krishna 进入到我们的生活当中，赐予我们仁慈。
We don't deserve their intervention. It's not that we did anything to qualify that we met our guru.
不是说我们做过一些事情让我们变得具有资格见到 guru， 其实我们都没有这个资格。
We didn't nothing that we merited in our previous lives that were so pious, that were so serious about spiritual life, that we qualify to meet God's representative. No.
不是说我前世做了多少多少前程活动，我多么多么好，具有资格了，然后我就进入这样了。
We met them by their mercy alone.
我们见到我们的灵性导师，只是由于得到他们的仁慈。
Somehow, by the Lord's arrangement, we met them.
由于主的安排，我们就见到他们了。
We met them on the street.
可能是在大街上遇到的。
We met them at a university program.
也可能是在大学的活动开始。
We were invited to the temple and we met.Our guru.
然后或者说我们被邀请进到庙里，然后就见到了 guru.
And we think back, yes, that was nice, but no, it's very profound. It's by the arrangement of God. We think that it's by the will of providence that we have accepted you as captain of the ship. It's God's intervention.
我们想一想过去，可能觉得这个经历挺好的，但其实它里面有非常深刻的内涵，是由于神的意愿。
Therefore, we never think of our spiritual master as an ordinary man. He's God's mercy upon us. We say His divine grace, Srila A.C. Bhakti. His divine grace, it means Krishna's grace, who is Prabhupada.
这个说的那个 His divine grace 就是圣恩，其实是指 Krishna 的圣恩。
Ado Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha Tabhajana Kriya Nartini Vriti Syat.It all begins by a little association with devotees. Oh, I like that food. I like that song. I like that dance. A little shot, a little faith. Hey, I want to be with these people.
所以呢，一开始呢，我们可能得到奉献者一点点涟漪，然后就我喜欢这个舞蹈，我喜欢这个音乐，我喜欢这个食物，然后就想有了一点点信心，我想要跟这些人在一起。
And then, To be like them, I'm going to follow the rules and regulations.
如果要跟那为了跟他们在一起呢，我就要追随规范原则。
And I'm going to chant Hare Krishna.
我也要唱诵 Hare Krishna.
Then after some time, we start making progress, and we realize to make real progress, we really need the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master.
然后呢，我们就会取得逐步的进步。当真正进步，我们就意识到我们是真的需要一个真正灵性导师的。
You can't make it alone.
我们不可能自己单枪匹马去干。
Just like any science in this world, you need a teacher.
就好这个位置是你要学任何的科学你都需要个老师
I mean when I was young I wanted to play guitar
我年轻的时候想学吉他
So my friend gave me a stolen guitar
老师一个朋友就给了一个大偷的吉他
And I you know A And I figured out D I figured out C C minor But I couldn't get F F major F major And I was trying toMonths, you know, the same three chords. Dun, 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 dun. My friends were going crazy. So what I did, I looked in the phone book, I found a music teacher, and within 3 days, well, not 3 days, but two.
一开始我就一个人在那摸索，摸了半天，我的朋友都疯了，要被逼的。就是他弹，就找准了三个弦。然后最后我在这个电话本里面找了一个音乐老师，三天之后我就会弹曲调了。
We need a teacher, so if we need a teacher for something as so insignificant, quote unquote, as some material mundane knowledge, how much more so do we need a teacher for the science of self-realization?
如果我们要学一些世俗知识都需要老师的话，那如果你要真的要去达到自我觉悟，你更需要一个灵性导师了。
Bhagaji, you must sit up here. He's also your shiksha.You're also helping him in his spiritual life, so you have to sit up front. Give him a seat. Give Bhagaji a seat. There you go. Some cushion. He's Darshan's well-wisher, so he was participating. So we need teacher, just like we need teacher for some material knowledge. And then what is this science? Krishna says of sciences, he says, I'm the science of the soul.
所以呢，我们学习物质的知识也需要老师呢。Krishna就说：“我说我也是一门科学，我是关于灵魂的科学。”
So we need the spiritual teacher to understand the science of self-realization.
所以呢，我们要懂得这个理解这个自我觉悟的科学，也需要灵性导师。
So then, how do we select our spiritual teacher? There's so many qualified souls.
那有那么多具有资格的灵魂，那我们怎么去选灵性导师呢
？Lord also helps from within.
主也会从我们内心来帮助我们。
Tesham satada yuktanam bhajatam pratipurvikam tadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayanti te. To those who serve me with love, understanding, I give the intelligence by which they can come to me.
对那些全心全意带着奉爱服务我的人，我会赐予他们知识，让他们能够来到我面前。
Lord is also to some degree guiding us within.
主呢，他也同意作为在我们内心来指导我们。
So he guides us to our spiritual teacher also, his representative.
所以呢，他也会指引我们去找他的代表，我们的灵性老师。
He guides us from within on the path of Krishna consciousness. So how do we know who is that person? Because when that person speaks, we feel within our heart a desire to let go of our material desires and grab hold of the lotus feet of Krishna.
怎么来选择知道这个灵性导师呢？就是当他讲述这哲学的时候，我们发现我们愿意放弃自己的物质欲望，并且愿意全心全意的托付于 Krishna。
Guru means one who convinces you to give up your long cherished hopes for happiness in this world.
Guru 呢，就是能够让我们终于放弃我们这个永恒的、一直的、长期的夙愿，想要在物质世界找到快乐。
He speaks very candidly about material life.
Candid.
Frankly, very frankly.
他非常坦白地跟我们讲这个物质世界的。
Sadhu mean, what does sadhu mean? Sadhu means one who cuts.
Sadhu 就是指那个切断的人。
That's not the doctor.
不是医生。
No, sadhu means one who cuts our material attachments.
不是说是个博士，他是真的来帮我们切除这个物质。
We just couldn't do it.
我们自己做不到。
Then we heard a lecture from our Guru Maharaj. Oh, I'm going to let go now.
然后我就听了我 Guru Maharaj 一堂课之后，我现在发现我可以放弃了。
That's Guru.
这就是 Guru.
You've heard the same thing over and over, but then your spiritual master says it. All right, I learned that.
之前可能这样的讲课我们已经听了很多很多次，都是没有用。但是 当他听了这个故事讲之后，我现在准备我能够放弃了。
And then, you're encouraged to take up his instructions to serve Krishna.
第二呢，我们就受到鼓励，我们愿意接受他这个训示去服务 Krishna。
Before you were thinking, I can't follow all these rules and regulations. I can't send 16 rounds. I can't be engaged all day long. You're thinking, and then.You hear your spiritual master, oh, I can't wait to chant 16 rounds. I can't wait to follow the regular friends. I can't wait to do devotionals. Prabhupada said, we work harder in Krishna consciousness than the karmis do for sense gratification.
在这个之前呢，我总是告诉自己，哎呀，我追随不了规范原则，我没法念到十六圈，我也没法做长时期做奉献服务。但当我们听了 Guru 的讲课之后，我发现，哎呀，我现在等不及，我要去追随规范原则，念十六圈，要做奉献服务了。所以这个时候
then,Your life becomes auspicious.
第二呢，我们的生活就变得吉祥了。
Because you give up material life and you start engaging in spiritual life, it's a turn for the better.
这个时候我们就放弃了物质生活，进入灵性生活。
Ramana Brahmati Konya Bhagavan Jeev, and then Guru Krishna Prasad Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. You start going up.
抛物线。
So what does that look like?
看起来像什么？
A big smile.
一个大大的微笑。
downwards, even by pious activity, the type of going down. Then you meet the devotees, you meet your spiritual master, you follow, you take his initiation, and then it's only upwards, back home. Back. Your life becomes auspicious. Prabhupada said, deathlessness begins at the moment of initiation.
一开始呢，我们的生活在不断的向下，然后我们遇到了奉献者，接触灵性导师，然后启迪，然后慢慢的，我们就生活就不断往上。这样的话，就是婆婆曾经说，她说，从启迪那刻开始，我们就变得不死了。
So Guru Krishna Prasad, Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. What is the most important prasad the Guru gives us?
Guru 给我们的 prasad 当中最重要的是什么？
He's an abode of mercy.
他是仁慈的。
His mercy, like Jesus said, my cup runneth over with love. There's so much mercy coming from the spiritual master. We can hardly take it all.
灵性导师呢，来给予我们那么多的仁慈，我们几乎都无法接受，
Prabhupada,
完全接受。
Prabhupada's father, Gomohan Day, he said, Krishna has so many hands.
Prabhupada 的父亲 Gomohan Day 曾经说， Krishna 有那么多的手。
He said, if he wants to take something from your two little hands, what can you hold on to?
他说，如果他想从你这个两只小手上拿起东西的话，你能抓住什么？
But if Krishna wants to give you something, how much your two little hands can take?
但是呢，如果 Krishna 想要给你什么，你这两只小手又能接受多少？
So Guru is not God, but he's God's representative.
所以呢 ，Guru 不是神，但他是神的代表。
Through him, we get the mercy of Bhagavan.
我们就能通过他而得的这个仁慈。
So what is the Guru Krishna Prasad? What is that Prasad? That mercy he gives us?
那 Guru Krishna 给我们的这个仁慈是什么？
So much, but essentially.
当然有很多，但是最重要的是什么？
What is the most important instruction of the spiritual master?
灵性导师给我们最重要的训示是什么？
The most important instruction of the spiritual master, Prabhupada writes in Srimad Bhagavatam, is to chant 16 rounds a day.
Prabhupada 在博迦瓦坛里面就讲的，灵性导师给门徒最重要的训示就是一天唱诵16圈。
So if any of you are not chanting 16 rounds, you should start today, because it's the most important thing.
所以如果你还没有念16圈，你要从今天开始了，因为这很重要。
And Prabhupada said that's the minimum.
而 Prabhupada 这是最低限度。
Yes. That Maha Mantra...That's like the seed.
这个 Maha Mantra 呢，像个种子。
Just like the material father, he plants the seed in the womb of his of the wife, and then from that seed, the child is born.
这就好像在物质世界也是，这个父亲呢，他会在他的这个妻子的子宫里面种下种子。
So the spiritual master, he plants the seed of Krishna consciousness in our heart at the moment of initiation.
所以呢，灵性导师他又在这个奉献者启迪那一刻开始，就给他种下奉爱的种子。
Janame Janame Sabha Pita Matapaya Krishna Guru Nahi Mile Bhajahari He. It's a Bengali proverb. Everyone gets a mother and a father, a mom and dad.
每个人都有父亲母爸爸妈妈。
But if you get the mercy of a spiritual father, what is that? How significant is that? You can conquer over the repetition of birth and death.
但是呢，如果你能够得到一位灵性父亲的仁慈，我们就能够完全征服生死。
So we need that spiritual father to give us the seed. Then you get the seed. How does the seed grow? You water the seed.
那么这个种子已经有了，你怎么让它成长呢？就是给它浇水。
What is that watering?
这个是浇水，是过程是什么？
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And Kaviraj Goswami says that that little creeper that manifests in the heart, you keep watering it like a plant. It grows, he says, and it grows, and it breaks through the coverings of the universe, and it goes into Vaikuntha, and it goes all the way to Goloka Vrindavan, where it wraps itself around the lotus feet of Krishna and produces the fruits and flowers of devotional service.
Wow!
所以呢 ，Kaviraj Goswami 就说，我们当下种下这个种子之后呢，我们就开始不断的给它浇水，这个种子就能不断不断往上涨，然后刺穿这个物质宇宙，刺穿外困难，最后能够一直到灵性世界的 Goloka Vrindavan， 这个蔓藤就开始绕到主 Krishna 莲花足下，就生产出鲜花和果子来，分外的鲜花。
So that process begins in earnestness right now.
那这个程序呢，就从现在这个开始。
Before we're just deciding if we can commit ourselves and proving our worthiness to our spiritual master. But this ceremony is so important.
在一开始呢我们都还在不断地自己做准备想要遵守这个程序但这个仪式非常的重要。
Shastra states that anyone can benefit by chanting Hare Krishna.
当然经典里面说任何一个人只要唱诵 Hare Krishna 都能受益。
Even if a Malecha, even if a Yavana, he makes fun of the devotees, oh it's the Krishna's. Still,He gets some purification of the heart because the holy name is so powerful.
即便我们是最低等的 Malecha 这个最低等的人，只要我们通过唱诵 Hare Krishna 就能受益。
Therefore, when Prabhupada was present, there was some bad publicity in the newspaper. Oh, the Hare Krishnas are accused of this. Prabhupada was in ecstasy. Just see, it says Hare Krishna.
Prabhupada 曾经看到一些报纸上说 Hare Krishna 被投诉这样，被投诉那样，然后 Prabhupada 很高兴，他说。你看他们又说了一下 Hare Krishna
So anyone can benefit Benefit is that the sinful reactions are cleansed from the heart That the material desires are uprooted and thrown to the ninth dimension
所以呢这个其中的意思呢就是说我们的罪恶反应我们的所有的物质依附都能够从心中拔除掉被扔到第九个维度去
But the ultimate benefit according to Haridas Thakur of chanting Hare Krishna is not justfreedom from sinful reactions and freedom of material. He said the ultimate benefit of chanting is pure love of God.
但是呢 Haridas Thakur 他说唱诵 Hare Krishna 终极的利益不是说你能摆脱物质痛苦而是你能够得到对 Krishna 的纯粹的爱。
And to get that pure love of God, you have to be initiated into the chanting.
而如果要得到纯粹的神爱呢我们就必须被受到启迪进入这个唱诵的程序。
The formality of initiation qualifies one that by chanting,properly, attentive chanting over due course of time, one has that golden opportunity to awaken the prema within the heart.
这个启迪的仪式呢就能赐给我们这样一个黄金机会让我们能够真正能得到这个纯粹的神爱。
Therefore, Rupa Goswami says, very beginning in his classic Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in the very beginning, one must seek out the shelter of a spiritual master, one must follow his instructions, and one must take initiation.
所以呢 Rupa Goswami 在这个奉爱的甘露之上一开始就说一个人必须去寻找灵性导师必须去接受他的训示遵守训示并且去接受启迪。
Of course, there's no time limit. Prabhupada himself waited 10 years.
当然这是没有时间限制的 Prabhupada 本人就等了11年。
But one must understand the principle
所以呢我们必须理解原则
of accepting the lotus feet of a spiritual master
接受灵性导师莲花足的原则
and the mercy of the holy names
要接受圣名的仁慈。
So that's what we're instructing these devotees today.
所以呢这就是我们要跟奉献者的训示。
And they must guard this valuable treasure of the Maha Mantra with their very lives.
而且呢我们要我们用我们的生命来捍卫我们这个含有的珠宝。
We mentioned the day there's dangerous enemies within.
我们今天已经提到我们内心深处就有恶魔。
One time Prabhupada said, nothing can stop this Hare Krishna movement from expanding all over the world except internal difficulty.
爸爸曾经说过除了我们内在的困难以外没有任何事物能够阻止这个圣名的
So who are the enemies within that they can destroy that precious gift of the Guru, the Maha Mantra?
那么是什么这个内心的敌人到底是什么来摧毁我们对 Guru, 从 Maha Mantra 的这个礼物呢
Lust,
色欲
Anger,
愤怒
Greed, the three gates leading to hell.
这就是引向地狱的三个大门
So you have to protect that mantra.
保护这个 mantra.
Just likeWhen Ram left Lakshman and Sita to search for Marichi in the forest, he told Lakshman, you stay here and you protect Sita. Don't move.
就好像当时 Rama 在这个森林里面离开 Lakshman, 和 Sita 要去追赶这个 Marichi 的时候他就跟 Lakshman 说你就守在这里保护 Rama, 不要动。
But then Marichi, who was a demon in disguise as a deer, he made a voice sounding like Ram's. He said, Lakshman, help!
在这个时候呢，这个鹿就变成小鹿的这个 Marichi， 他就模仿 Ram 的声音，他在那叫 Lakshman， 救命！救命！
So Lakshman didn't go because he'd received an order from Ram.
Lakshman 并没有去，因为他已经接受到 Ram 的训示。
But Sita was a woman, and she said, "Why don't you go? Your brother's calling you." She couldn't perceive actually this nature of this Kshatriya type of stuff.
但是呢， Sita 她作为一个妇女，她就无法理解这些勇这些武士之间的这些计谋。
And she,
所以她就说，你的哥哥在叫你，为什么不去？
She said something quite. Well, she said to Lakshman, I know why you're not going, because you want to enjoy me. Oh, that hurt Lakshman so much.
然后Sita就说，我知道你为什么不想去，因为你想要在这儿享受我。然后这个Lakshman就深深受伤了。There's
a quite famous part in the Bhagavatam where Lakshman is asked to look for Sita, and then he asks Ram, he says, well, what does she look like? And Ram says, but she's your, like your sister-in-law. What do you mean? So I've never looked above her ankles. He was so noble, so chaste. He never looked at above Sita's ankle. He only looked at her feet. So chaste, noble character, Lakshman.
在这个《博伽瓦塔》里面曾经有非常非常著名的一部分，就专门描述就是那个时候，Ram 就是训示 Lakshman 去寻找Sita的时候，然后 Lakshman 就问 Ram， 他说 Sita 看起来是什么样？ 然后Ram说，她不是你嫂子吗？你怎么会不记得什么样子？然后 Lakshman 就说，他说我看 Sita 从来没有超过她的这个脚踝之上，也就是她总是只是看着这个 Sita 的莲花足，她从来没有看往上面看。So
when Sita said, "You just want to enjoy me. That's why you're not." Oh, it hurt Lakshman so much. How can you say such? Those are like arrows entering into my heart. How you can say that? Then she said, "Then go."
所以呢，当Sita说，你不去就是想要留下来享受我，是吗？然后这个Lakshman就深深的受伤，你怎么能这么说？然后这个Sita说，那你就去。This
is all the Leela to increase our attachment to Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman.
当然，这都是逍遥时光的增加我们对Sita Ram Lakshman 的依附。So
when he left, he took his sword and he drew a mystic circle around Sita with mantra and said, "Don't leave this area here. You'll be protected even from Ravana."
所以呢，他就在这个绕着这个Sita画了，用他的剑画了一个圈，然后他说你就不要离开这个圈，这样的话连Ravana这样的人都进不来，没法伤害你。So
we can also protect ourselves from the influence of the material energy by what? By following very strictly these four regulative principles.
所以呢，如何让我们摆脱这个物质能量的影响呢？就是通过追随规范原则。
Never step outside your vow, never break your vow to your spiritual master to strictly follow the four regulative principles. You'll always be protected from illusion.
千万不要跨越我们向灵性导师发下的誓言，不要破坏了这个打破思想规范原则。这样的话，我们就不会受到物质能量的诱惑。
You can peacefully practice Krishna consciousness.
我们就可以非常平和的休息 Krishna 之间。Maya
won't disturb you. You can peacefully chant, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna
Hare Hare,
Hare
Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And transcend this world and go back home, back to Godhead.
然后我们就能跨越这个物质世界，回归神手，回归家园。
So much mercy we get from Guru. Freedom from sinful reactions. No more material desires and love of Krishna. Such a valuable gift. How you can repay the Guru?
我们从灵性导师那得到那么多的仁慈，能够摆脱物质痛苦，物质罪恶反应，能够攒出物质衣服，得到灵性，能得到奉献服务，那怎么样来回报灵性导师的仁慈？
You can't.
我们无法回报。
You'll never be able to repay the debt of Guru and Krishna.
我们永远也无法偿还我们对Guru和Krishna的债务。
Nothing in this world can compare to the mercy that we receive.
这个物质世界没有任何东西能够跟我们得到的这个仁慈相比。But
we have to make an attempt. Just like when you're in the Ganges, you want to worship Mother Ganges. You take a palm full of water and you offer it back to Ganges.
然后你就双手举起 一盆水，然后把这个水供奉给恒河母亲。
It's insignificant, but it's the act of wanting to please her by her own auspicious water. Or you want to worship the sun, you offer a little candle to the sun.
虽然说这是很微不足道的，其实我们是用他自己的水供奉给他，就像我们也用火光去供奉给太阳一样。
So how do we repay the debt that we have to our spiritual master for dragging us out of material existence and safely placing us at the lotus feet of Krishna?
这个灵隐导师把我们从这个物质存在当中拖出来，然后安全地放在 Krishna 莲花足下，如何去回报呢？
Prabhupada told one of my godbrothers that when you finally make it back to Godhead,
Prabhupada 对他一个我的一个神兄弟说，当你最终回归神手的时候，
Krishna is waiting for you in the kunja, in the groves of Vrindavan.
Krishna 就在这个 Vrindavan 的这个花丛中等你。
And Prabhupada said the spiritual master takes you to that grove.
然后 Prabhupada 就说灵隐导师就会把你带去这个花丛。
And he places your hand in Krishna's hand.
然后会把你的手交在 Krishna 的手中。
Then he leaves you alone with Krishna.
然后他就把你留给跟 Krishna 两个人了。
This is very deep.
非常的深刻。
This is actually for Rasik Bhaktas, but Prabhupada said it, so I'm repeating it. The spiritual master takes you to the grove, puts your hand in Krishna's hands, and leaves you alone with Krishna.
灵性导师会手把手把你的手牵进就是把你放到这个Golokman 的这个花丛中，然后把你的手放在 Krishna 的手中，留下你们两个人。
How do we express our gratefulness for being delivered from the hellish conditions of Kali Yuga and what's more, being placed in the Kunja with Krishna?
我们居然被从这个卡这个地狱般的卡利年代解脱出来，然后能够回到灵性世界这个花丛当中，我们如何去表达这种感激？
Even if Bhagavati was to give all his diamonds to his spiritual master, it wouldn't be enough. And there's a lot of diamonds. I shouldn't say, but one little box, $20,000 worth of diamonds, lots of box. That it wouldn't be significant enough.
即便你就给我一个给灵性导师一大箱的那个珠宝，就有这么够吗？
So how do we reciprocate with the mercy of our guru?
所以我们如何去回应我们 guru 的仁慈？
Prabhupada made it very clear.
Prabhupada 已经很清楚地说了。
If you love me, he said, distribute my books.
他说如果你爱我的话，你就去派书。
In other words, help me in my mission to deliver other people to Krishna's lotus feet.
也就是说，你要去协助我的使命，把这个。对 Krishna 之举传播给其他的人。
We take part in the same missionary activity according to.Time, place, and circumstance. You know, some of them are mothers with children, and some are working, and some are sannyasis, and some are brahmins. But it's a big movement. Sankirtan's a big move. We all try to cooperate together to let the people of Hong Kong hear this auspicious sound. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
当然我们有不同的身份，我们有不同的职责，我们有的是母亲，有的是工作的，有的是 sannyasi， 但是我们每个人按照自己力所能及的范围，以自己的方式去把这个 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 传播给其他的人。
We had a nice program, 5-hour program last night.
昨天晚上我们有一个很好的五个小时
at the Christian Seminary.
在这个基督教的一个
There was 30 people who came. 30 people came.
30个人来了。
And I gave a talk and we had a kirtan.Then we had some prasadam. Then we had another kirtan. Then we had questions and answers. Then we had another kirtan.
It
was all 5 hours of bliss. But for me, the most significant moment in the entire event, I will tell you what it was.
当然这整个场这个五个小时都是很好的，但是对我来说最最最重要的一刻，我会告诉你们是什么。
I will tell you when I come next year.
明年来告诉你们。
Who wants to know? Raise your hand.
谁想知道的举手。
The most significant moment in the entire thing was one girl. She raised. There were different kinds of questions, you know, about Jesus and about God and reincarnation and the body. But the most important moment was when one girl raised her hand with the question.
当然有不同的人问问题，问什么是谁是耶稣，谁是神，什么轮回啊，等等等等。但是呢，有一个小女孩，她举起手问了一个问题，这是最重要的时刻。
She said, "How do I begin the practice of Krishna consciousness.
他说我如何开始修习 Krishna 知觉，他问。
And how do I associate with you people?
我如何能得到你们这些人的联谊？
I felt so much pleasure in my heart to hear that. That, you know, all this effort, and we were like, I was playing harmonium, my arm's sore today. Playing and singing and singing and singing, you know, standing up, and devotees were dancing, and I tried to give a talk, and all the prasadam was cooked. It was all successful when one girl asked that question. How do I begin practicing Krishna consciousness, and how do I associate with you people?
这整整五个小时，我就在弹琴啊、唱歌啊，然后演的又唱又跳的，我手都酸了。但这五个小时所有的努力还有 prasadam， 最终成功就表现在当这个小女孩站起来问我如何能够开始，如何开始修习 Krishna 知觉，如何跟奉献者联谊的时候。
So this is how we please our spiritual master.
我们就是这样取悦我们的灵性导师。
He takes great pleasure when he sees the sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya spreading around the world.
当他看到这个主 Chaitanya 的 sankirtan 运动传播全世界的时候，他
非
常快乐。
So our request to the initiates today, I'm initiating two boys in first initiation and giving a second initiation to Goswami Maharaj's.Disciple Radharani, and there's other disciples of other gurus taking it. Our request is that you become part active, always remain active throughout your lives in helping Śrīdhara Prabhupāda push forward the Sankirtan movement.
今天呢，我会给两个男孩第一次启迪，然后还会启迪给第二次启迪给 Goswami Maharaj 的门徒 Radharani， 还有其他几个奉业者要坐火去的。我跟你们大家的请求就是你们要非常积极活跃地去传播 Krishna 知觉，推动圣帕帕的运动。
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur summarized it very nicely.
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur 做了一个很好的总结。
By helping Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement, that will do good for you, he said.
他说如果我们去传播这个 Hare Krishna 运动对你们有好处。
And that will do good for others.
对他人也有好处。
Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Śrīdhara Prabhupāda Ki The sages of Naimasharanya ki. Sri Sutta Goswami ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Sri Shigornitai ki. Hong Kong Yatra ki. China ISKCON ki. Philippine ISKCON ki. Worldwide ISKCON ki. Go Premanande! Hare Krishna.So now, everyone's favorite part.
现在所有人最爱的这一部分来了。
Everyone's favorite part, well, one of the most favorite parts of the ceremony, where we request the candidates to come up and say their vows and promise to chant 16 rounds, and then they get a new spiritual name.
所以呢，现在会有带启迪的门徒上来向我们发下誓言。允许念诵十六圈等等，然后呢，我们会得到他们的。
Why a new spiritual name?
为什么要有一个新的名字呢
？Because we're entering into the family of Śrīdhara Prabhupāda.
因为我们现在在进入圣帕帕的这个大家庭。
This ISKCON is created by Prabhupāda for association, so those who join become part of Prabhupāda's family.
这个 ISKCON 是帕帕所建立，为了让大家在一起联谊的家庭，所以呢，他们就来加入这个家庭。
Just like a girl when she changes her family.She changes her name.
就好像一个女孩子，她换一个家庭的时候，她也会换名字。
So when we change families, we change our name.
所以当我们换家的时候，我们也会换名字。
Of course, in the case of Darshan, he's not changing his family. He'll still be living with his devotee family. But in essence, we're joining the eternal family of Śrīdhara Prabhupāda. Prabhupāda said one time, he said, we will have our ISKCON in the spiritual sky, he told us.
We are 加入了这个 ISKCON, 这个永恒的家庭 Prabhupāda 说我们在灵性世界也会有 ISKCON 的。
So therefore we changed the name. So we'll call the initiates forward and they can, I think they can come here and pay obeisances.We can maybe just move a little bit this back here.
启迪的奉献者会到那里去顶拜。
The first, they can go to the pay obeisances to Prabhupada and Gaurini Thai. Then they can pay obeisances to their spiritual master.
首先呢，他们应该到那边去去顶拜，好不好？顶拜高人一台，然后再到这边来顶拜。
And we will not waste any time.
我们不会浪费时间。
We will all chant Hare Krishna.
我们都唱诵 Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So what are the rules and the regulations that you promise to follow for the rest of your life?
你现在答应在你的今余生之中，你会追随哪四项规范原则？不吃鱼肉，不吃鱼肉蛋。
Okay. And in married life only for children. And chanting, how many rounds a day?
16 rounds a day.
Okay. Thank you.So we're very happy to accept you as our duly initiated disciple. We'll do everything in our power to place you safely at the lotus feet of Śrīla Prabhupāda. We will do everything in our power to place him at Prabhupāda's feet. That is our duty. Prabhupāda is Prabhupāda. He's the master at whose feet all the masters sit.
Prabhupada, 他就是 Prabhupada, 他是所有导师的导师。
He's so powerful that he'll take all the ISKCON gurus and their disciples back to Godhead.
他是那么的有力量，他能够把 ISKCON 所有的奉献者带回灵性世界。
So you serve faithfully, serve faithfully.
所以你要完全忠诚的去服务。
Chant your rounds very attentively.
非常专注的唱诵。
Serve the Vaishnavas.
很好的服务 Vaishnava.
Remain loyal to the GBC.And never leave ISKCON.
永远也不要离开 ISKCON.
So you're a big boy.
你是个大男孩了。
We'll give you an appropriate name.
我给你一个合适的名字。
Your name is Bhima Sena Das. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So what are the rules and regulations that you promise to follow for the rest of your life? And chanting?Mother is here. Father, where's father? Father, sister, sister, and wife. Okay. We're happy to accept you as our duly initiated disciple.
很高兴的接受你我的门徒。
And we will do everything in our power to help you achieve the Prabhupada and Gornitai's Radha Krishna's grace.
我会尽我所能的让你得到 Prabhupada Radha Krishna 的仁慈
chant very attentive rounds
你要非常专注的唱诵
you have a busy life
生活很忙。
Magaji has given you a busy life.
Magaji 给了你一个很忙的生活，繁忙的生活。
It's your service. You should consider your work your seva.
你应该把你的工作当成服务。
Sometimes people think that I have my spiritual life at home, and then I go to work, and I come back home from my spiritual life.
有的人会认为我在家里灵修，然后出去工作，然后回来再灵修。
It is not like that.
不是这样的。
Because the money that you make, you're using to maintain your devotee family and also help spread Krishna consciousness.
因为你赚的钱都应该用来维系你的奉献者家庭，然后帮助去传播 Krishna 知觉。
So your work is your devotional service to Krishna.
所以你的工作就是对 Krishna 的奉献服务。
So just as a pujari, he's very careful in his service because the Lord is present before him, or the cook is cooking very nicely, or the Sankirtan devotee has the books. You should consider that all the activities that are taking place in the office are on the same platform.
这就好像普加尔崇拜神仙的人，他很当心，因为 Krishna 就在他面前，厨师也很当心，这些派书的人也很当心。那同样的，你在办公室里的工作也非常的小心。
You're very fortunate to be engaged in the work that you are. Your best friend, Bhagaji, he's your boss, but I see him more like your friend. You have a very good friendship in Bhagaji's association.
你非常的幸运，你的老板就是跟像看见就跟你的朋友一样，你能得到他的联谊。
Very nice arrangement, and you have very nice devotional parents.
你还有非常好的父母亲。
Yeah. You have produced this boy. I'm just adding the finishing touches. You've done very nice raising this boy in Krishna consciousness. So I just adding the touches that we can. We'll work together to take him back to Godhead.
Hare Krishna. 一起合作把他带父母亲和妈妈一起合作把他带回灵性世界。
So that you'll always remember that your mission in life is to help your spiritual master deliver fallen conditioned souls. We're going to give you the name of a great preacher in Krishna consciousness.
你总是要记住你要协助你的灵性导师传播圣名，所以我们会给你一个传播圣名的名字。
This personality is a liberated soul. He travels between the spiritual and material worlds.
这个人呢，他是一个非常解脱的灵魂。他在物质世界、灵性世界来来回回游。
His name is Narada Muni, but I'm not going to give you that name. No, no, no. There's lots of Narada Munis in ISKCON.
ISKCON 有很多 Narada Muni.
But he likes to preach so much that even he goes back to Godhead, he still comes back to the material world.
他是那么喜欢传教，他回归守城之后，还要回到灵性物质世界来。
Yes, he goes regularly to see Lord Vishnu, Lord Narayan in the spiritual world.
他会经常去物质灵性世界看主 Vishnu, 看主 Narayan.
But he doesn't stay there very long.
但他不会待很长时间。
He comes back to the Earth planet.
然后再回到地球。
Maybe he even comes to Hong Kong.
他说不定还会来香港。
Yes, one time Prabhupada was having kirtan in London, in the London Temple.
有一次Prabhupada在那个伦敦庙里面
He was sitting on the Vyasasan, there were many devotees, and Prabhupada was leading the kirtan.
他就坐在 Vyasasan, 然后下面有很多奉献者 Prabhupada 就在领唱 kirtan.
Very ecstatic kirtan.
非常极乐的 kirtan.
And afterwards, the devotees were perspiring, and they were down on the ground paying obeisance, and they got up, and Prabhupada said, Did you see them?
很多奉献者都在汗流浃背，然后他们在跳起来之后 Prabhupada 说，你看到他们了吗？
Devotees said, See who?
奉献者说，看谁呢？
Prabhupada said, Lord Brahma, Narada Muni.
Prabhupada 就说主 Brahma 还有 Narada Muni
devotees Prabhupada said yes they were here
Prabhupada 说是啊他们刚才在这儿
He said because the Yuga Dharma because the Dharma for this age is Sankirtan sometimes they come to ecstatic kirtans
他说因为这个在这个卡利年代就是这个卡我们的 Dharma 就是这个 Sankirtan 所以有的时候他们也会在极乐的 Kirtan 的时候来到这里
right soNarada Muni is a very special soul. He's always preaching Krishna consciousness.
Narada Muni 是非常特别的灵魂，他总是在传播 Krishna 知觉。
Either you preach or you help the preaching, same thing.
你不管是做传教士还是去协助传教，都是一样的。
So he's looked up to by all devotees. Even the demigods look up to him.
所有的奉献者，包括连半世人都非常尊重他。
They consider him a great rishi.
他们认为他是一个非常伟大的 rishi 圣人。
Therefore his name.
所以他的名字。
I'll give you that name and you'll be his servant.
我会给你一个名字，你就成了他的仆人。
This day forward, your name shall be.
从今天开始，你的名字就是
Deva Rishi Das.
Hariba.
Deva Rishi Das Adhikari Ki. You pay obeisances to your mother and father, and you pay obeisances to your best friend. Bhagaji, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. All right, so please, the initiates can take their seats. We're also giving a second initiation to Radharani Dasi.
我们还给 Radharani Dasi 第二次启迪。
I consider this a service to my beloved godbrother, Tamal Krishna Goswami.
我把这个当成对我的亲爱的神兄弟 Tamal Krishna Goswami 的一个服务。
I'd like to always have his mercy.
我总是想要得到他的仁慈。
He was a very good friend of mine. He was my elder brother.
他是我的大哥，很好的朋友。
And he was always very kind upon me. So I feel that by coming here, although it's a long way away from my preaching, I mean, it's probably the farthest you could get away from where I preach. I mean, I'm on the other side of the world. But I feel by coming here, although it's somewhat difficult and austere and long, I feel encouraged to do it as a service to Tamal Krishna Goswami. Right.
其实在我的传教领域当中，这是最最最遥远的一个地方，所以就是很多的苦行。但是呢，我认为当我来到这里，我就知道这是我对我的亲爱的神兄弟 Tamal Krishna Goswami 的一个服务。
Continue to inspire his disciples in his absence. I think he would expect this of me.
我想他肯定也期盼着我在他不在的时候继续去鼓舞他的门徒。
That I help him in his absence. So therefore I've come and therefore I've agreed to give her the second initiation.
所以在他不在场的情况下呢，我能帮助他，所以呢，我相信他肯定会同意，很高兴我会接受。他的门徒的第二，就是给他门徒第二次启迪。
So I'm very happy to do that. That's Shiksha Guru, Shiksha Guru. So the disciple also sees Diksha and Shiksha equally because both are helping on the spiritual path.
当然了，我这个是一个，我是他的训示导师呢。门徒他是把训示导师和启迪导师都是同等对待的，所以我很高兴的去协助他。
So both me and Goswami Maharaj will help you.
所以呢，我和 Goswami Maharaj 都会来帮助你。
But he's my elder brother, so I'm his little brother. So.
但是呢，他是我的大哥，我是他的弟弟。
I can just do a little.
还是很小。
All right, and the others are taking their initiation as well. They're disciples of Nisringa Maharaj and Girdhari Maharaj.
其他的奉献者呢，他们都是 Nisringa Maharaj 还有 Girdhari Maharaj 的门徒。
They've taken their vows and they've received their names, etc. So they're sitting in for the yajna.
那他们已经发下过誓言，已得到名字了。他们只是坐在这里来参加这个火祭。
Different gurus, different disciples, but all one spiritual family at Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. This is just...
当然，我们不同的 guru, 不同的门徒，但是呢，这都是 Srila Prabhupada 门下一个同样的家庭。
Srila Prabhupada ki, ISKCON Guru Vrinda ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki, Gopi Manande ki.